I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you eat white bread?
No, it was brown toast in the morning. And then on the Sunday morning, I had white bread for breakfast.
When you say I felt ill, so I only had dry toast, was it a loaf?
No.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever seen the silver lining in having a stomach bug... in other words, guaranteed weight loss, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria's back.
Hooray!
Hi.
Hi. Now, we have got a few technical difficulties this week. Victoria's not paid a mobile phone bill, so...
What's happened? Nightmare. About half an hour before we were due to record this, I had an update from my internet provider to say that there was problems in the area and it wouldn't be fixed until 8 o'clock. So producer Paul had kittens.
You won't say that again.
But we have managed to sort it out. But yeah, hopefully I'll be able to stay on the line and we can record this no problem.
Fabulous.
I have had to buy the tin of beans and the piece of string myself.
Right, let's get our first update of the week, and it's from me.
I cannot go to group tonight. There's a good reason for that. Last week I caught a stomach bug on the Friday, and it meant that all day Friday I ate nothing but two slices of dry toast. Then I had a jacket potato on Saturday because I still felt a bit meh. Felt okay yesterday, ate normally, been fine today. So I should be really excited about going to get weighed tonight. But there are two problems with that. Both of my children have caught my stomach bug. So as a consequence, we cannot leave home, especially not in Mummy's new car. So, as a special treat, I thought I would do a live weigh-in. Here we go. I'm hoping for at least £2. Okay, that's not a £2 loss. Let's just go again. Three times I've stepped on these scales now, three times. And three times it said the exact same weight, which is exactly the same as it said in group last week. Waiting for my whoosh.
There is no fucking justice if I can go through what I went through last Friday and not lose fucking weight. There's no justice.
The only good thing about feeling like that is the guaranteed half stone loss.
So where is mine?
I don't know, darling. I don't know.
But, Katie, in your defence, and this pains me to say, as you know, the amount of messages we had, though, after you posted that, saying, well, your phone's going to weigh at least £1.
Oh, yeah, that is
like,
true.
Everybody said it.
Did you wear your phone?
No, I didn't. I'd already submitted my weight by then, and it's locked in, isn't it? And put on the official.
Oh, go and get the kitchen scales because they're hefty. That's a hefty.
It is probably about £1.
Mine feels like three.
But also, because it was obviously a home weigh-in, I clearly did remove my jumper, my shoes, and my jeans.
Yeah, true, you did.
So. Swings and roundabouts.
So who knows? This week it might hopefully catch up with me and I'll have my whoosh and that'll be that. But yeah, I just didn't feel like eating anything Friday or Saturday, and then was just constantly hungry since then. So just catching up.
Playing catch up.
Yeah.
Did you eat white bread?
Yeah, well, it was brown toast in the morning. Oh. And then on the Sunday morning, I had white bread for breakfast. So
when
yeah.
you say I felt ill, so I only had dry toast, was it a loaf?
No.
It was just
yeah, let's be specific here.
Yeah, exactly, Victoria.
My NutriCheck app looks amazing for last Friday because it is literally 180 something calories, and that's it for the whole day.
Did you drink a lot? Like, did you have a lot of water? Like, keep your liquids.
Yeah.
Down
time I had a trip to the toilet. This is what they've said. Like, people who have contacted us to say you've probably retained water. I think they're all medical professionals. I mean,
agreed.
They've got at least a GCSE in science somewhere. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will allow you to have a free waiting for my whoosh sticker.
Thank you so much. I shall
when you've had your whoosh.
But it does the feel T's like, and C's.
Yeah, yeah. It does feel like that's what's going to happen.
Oh, well, you'd hope so.
Or they will say at group, it'll catch up then. If you've had a good
Have you been tempted to weigh yourself this week?
No, because I've literally fallen out with the scales because I got so despondent on Monday. After Monday's weigh-in, I had a fucking McDonald's. Fuck that. I didn't even just stop at, like, you know, the usual chicken McSandwich meal.
Is there only me that's sticking to a plan, guys?
It's a post-weighing treat. That's the woman who's got McCoy's crisps in her bloody bag on the way home.
Anna Cornetto.
Anna Cornetto.
Anyway, that's another story for another day.
So hopefully this week I will have had a good loss. 3.5 pounds down so far. What is that? Another... How many till I get my stone? Three and a half to stone?
Yeah, half stone.
My half stone. Again.
Let's not go overboard, guys.
But my aim is I want to get that certificate before you get your stone ward, Jo.
Oh,
that's what I want. That's what I want.
I'm in.
Like this, fighting talk.
I'm bloody in.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's coming from Alan. They say two excuses I've heard in group. One woman said it's the steroids making her crave a Mars bar at 3:30 every morning, every day. And one woman said that she thinks the people at work were spiking her tea with sugar.
Whoa.
And it's rude to reject the drink once they've made it.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That is a conspiracy theory right there.
It's a bloody HR issue, if ever I heard one.
I get confused with Coke and Diet Coke because I'm
bet
very
you bloody do.
But I'm very good at spotting when somebody's slyly given me a full fat Coke because I reject that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You could. I suppose you could tell the difference.
Yes, absolutely.
I suppose you could.
You can't tell the difference when it's with rum, though. I will throw that out there.
Good excuses. Although the woman who craves a Mars bar because of steroids, just don't buy them in. Quite easy, some would say.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Our next meeting is tonight.
Hey!
7 p.m. Where? For the Zoom party. Bring booze and, of course, donuts.
Hooray!
Yeah, I thought about this. I can't believe we're doing donuts again.
Well, I missed it last time, didn't I?
You did.
Due to my costochondritis A&E dash. don't want to be dramatic.
Pulled muscle in her chest. I'm going back to Krispy Kreme because that donut last time was absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, I'm just getting whatever I can find, I will be getting.
Nice.
Did you calorie count it and sin it?
Yeah.
Sure, that's a freaking no.
No, actually,
you, Victoria.
That's a lie because I couldn't find it on the app last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Victoria obviously is a hard no. Okay, we'll see you tonight at 7.
You can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Anita Gray says, I am doing a stone by summer challenge.
What?
Halfway there, and I'm halfway there. I think the reason it's working is because I got my wedding dress 3 weeks ago, and although I loved it and felt special in it, I couldn't help but think how much more amazing it would look if I was a little bit lighter. Not being as thin as you were at your first wedding is a great motivator.
but happier, Anita.
Happier.
That's what counts.
Absolutely right.
Katie Rayner says, I know it's not in keeping with the usual stuff that you talk about, but I'm so bored of food recently. I'm just eating bread and crisps constantly.
Nice.
I need dinner inspiration. Vegetarian, vegan, ideally quick and healthy. I'm not cutting out all the carbs, but I really should reduce how much processed shit I'm getting through. I don't have scales at home, but photos and clothes tell me I'm getting wider.
Oh no, Katie. This is the problem I had when I, you know, when I turned vegan for all of those, that month, that
remember
one
that day. Remember that half hour?
You can still eat very unhealthily as a vegan.
Can you?
Crisps is fine, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. White bread is fine. Or, like she said, the processed shite as well.
It is horrible. I only ever get bored of food after Christmas because for 3 or 4 days I've had all of the foods and my brain goes, why don't you try not eating anything for a while? And I can't think of another time I've just got bored of food.
No, never.
Because there's always...
No, that's why we're in this position.
Exactly, yeah. There's always a mint magnum in the freezer, so you're never bored. You're never bored.
Helen Brooke says, talk about home scales not counting. Slimming World scales don't count.
Oh, no.
It was my return to group last night. Let's just say it wasn't good. I got on body tracks at the gym this morning. Even taking into account the difference between a morning and evening weigh-in, I was 8 pound lighter on body tracks.
Wow.
8 pounds. Whoa. I nailed that half stone without even trying.
What?
That's a pisser. You don't mind a pound difference between different scales you get on, but 8 pounds. 8 pounds. Good Lord. One chin, two gins says, update, boys making you fat when you were talking about this last week. Yeah. The guy I'm seeing has now gained the 3 pounds back that I was annoyed about, and I have lost weight, so I'm very happy.
Brilliant.
Well sabotaged.
Hell says, any top tips on how to actually stay on plan at the weekend? I could do with this.
What? Session. Sorry, I mean, who is she asking advice on?
Who picked me to read this one out? I was so good last week until Friday afternoon, and since then, I haven't actually made it back on the wagon. Each week, I seem to get to the weekend and decide it's okay to eat commercial quantities of chocolate and snacks without any regard for plans that don't include eating everything in sight. I'm now on the new diet where you eat everything and hope for a miracle.
This is actually me. But those are my favourite kinds of diets, Victoria.
Yes,
eat everything, hope for a miracle.
It's interesting though, the weekend thing, isn't it? Because mine, the minute I get home from work on a Friday... Yeah.
And you do leave work at 10 a.m. on Friday,
and I'm by 10:30 I'm starving. I'm starving and exhausted, and that is not a great combination.
No,
on a Friday, not.
Go to bed.
Yeah,
Just go bed.
Good plan.
Right, this is it. The weekends are always a bit hit and miss. If I have a really good Friday afternoon into Friday night, no alcohol, then I can achieve a good weekend. But that never happens. There's always something that's in that yeah, I'll yeah. eat.
There's always something that I've bought in to sabotage myself.
I physically went and got.
Yeah. Victoria, how do you pull a Victoria? Because this is your diet, isn't it? Good in the week, shit in the weekend.
I mean, it is. Yeah, it is. I don't know. I think you're doing it a lot better than I am at the moment.
Well, fair enough.
It's like any damage that I do at the weekend, like I can, you know, gain a ridiculous amount, and then it takes me all week to then get it off, and then I just keep repeating.
Yeah, and repeat.
And Nick Jones says, hi ladies, quick question. With it being 6 months to Christmas this week, is it?
Shit,
no. Can we start the no mince pies until we lose a stone now?
Actually, funny you should mention that, because do you remember producer Paul put into the group chat a few weeks ago a little message for us?
Oh, go on.
Said, let me just read it out to you. He said, inspired by Katie's new half year, new me, remember that from a few weeks ago?
I've not gained weight since then. Sorry.
That's just debatable. This episode is 1st of July, and he says we should announce that we're all going to lose 1 pound per week between now and Christmas, which is 25 Mondays from Monday the 5th of July to Monday the 20th of December, which is £25 each.
It feels doable.
He wants to do it. He wants to do a table. That's all it is.
Do you want a spreadsheet?
Yeah, he does.
No, it's just the answer to the spreadsheet.
It doesn't sound bad, though.
It sounds doable, but remember, I want us all to think really carefully. I mean, I'll do it, obviously. But there are holidays.
Yeah. I'm off for a whole week in August. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I don't care. I'm eating what I like that week.
if you lost 2 pounds the week before that,
Okay, let me just say,
every time we agree to do something like this, there is one person in this trio that's managed this, that's done one of these challenges. No, me, because it was lose a stone before you eat an Easter egg. And I lost that stone and never got those fucking Easter eggs because some bastard ate them.
So it's good that you've recovered from that.
Yeah, it was over a year ago.
I just think it's doable. I think 25 weeks, £25 to 25th of December. It works so beautifully in my head.
20th of December. Sure. That's 5 days less than you thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we go crazy? One of those dead fancy charts, you know, like where they have these countdowns and you can tick the stone, the little pounds off.
My
cousin's lost like 3 stone with Noom recently. And she's got one of those, like, you put an actual pound into a dress, like a board thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul? I love that.
When I came up with the idea, I wasn't thinking about creating myself more work. It was just like an Excel spreadsheet.
Don't suggest these things, then. Yeah. Don't put them in the group chat. No,
yeah. We will do this if by Monday, which is the first Monday of the way, you have got a chart for us.
Yeah. Not just for us,
your homework,
Paul,
for this weekend.
You've got to promise this for the listeners as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a downloadable PDF.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do that.
Well, I tell you what, darling. You got a little bit of time to work it out, haven't you? Oh. You got till Monday.
Football on between now and
then.
No, yeah.
Well, we'll let you have Saturday evening off for 2 hours.
Let's hope it is just 2 hours. Isn't it?
Let us know on socials. Yeah, exactly, Victoria. Let us know on socials if you are in for this. Yeah. £25 by Christmas.
I think this is going to be a good one.
And side note, when I get there quickest, yes.
Okay.
And I'm there before the 20th of December, what do I get as a prize?
Because I'm high.
What?
Well, because I will get there.
I think this is my time to shine.
Interesting, Victoria.
I think you two have done really well over the past few weeks, but I think you're both going to hit a wall, whereas I'm about to get my ass back into gear for the millionth time. So, yeah, I think I've got this.
Okay, well, let's find out. We look forward to that beautiful all singing, all dancing chart that we can download. Let's get his face. Look at his face.
Fine.
Yay! Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. Just get in touch with us with your name and address.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Right, it's time for our next update, and it's from Joe.
Now, Wimbledon for me is traditionally watch TV from the minute I get in from work and eat shit all day. Mm. I am going to try not to do that for this Wimbledon fortnight, otherwise, freaking hell, it's going to be carnage. I've had a bit of a weird weekend because I caught also a bit of a bug, felt headachy and sickly over the weekend, so I've been like in and out of food, barely eating.
And I've also last night made a rookie error and had bloody rice. Now, you all know, don't you, that you can't have rice the day before a weigh-in because it bloats you. And guess what? When I had breakfast this morning, I had a banana with my Weetabix. Guess who's nail dieting? Lost another pound. Who knew? That's 11 and a half pounds I've not put on any single week so far. There was hoo-ha because a woman arrived in flip-flops and tried to take them off on the scales, and you can't do that in this country. So there's been a real half-hour discussion on the lightest flip-flops to buy.
Never seen so much bloody drama.
I was going to say, I can just imagine brilliant. Everyone diving on it. No!
I freaking loved it. I loved every second of it. And the leader was going, why do you want to take them off? They won't even weigh an ounce. Because flip-flops, I mean, they're just, they're crazy light, aren't they? They're
so what light. Are the lightest flip-flops out of interest?
Fuck knows. But she had an extra pair on her.
She had
two pairs of flip-flops on her, and she wanted to take one off.
Why? Like,
wow. And then the law is you've got to get weighed in the shoes you walk in with. So they're not having we'll change from your boots because it's raining outside to your ballet pumps. You've got to walk in the ballet pumps now. Which is horrific.
Do it outside the bloody door.
Yeah, you have to. That's what we'll have to do.
I think this is nothing to do with COVID because you can't spread COVID on your feet, can you?
Of course you can.
I think somebody's got a massive verruca and they've passed it on to other members. That's one theory. The other is obviously... time. So I remember a time where a woman was taking off so much fucking jewellery, like a massive like amount of gold, and I swear
like
to God
Mr.
it was
T.
Like, yeah, like Mr. Bloody T. And it was holding the whole queue up. So I imagine actually if we've got time restraints in light of what's cracking on now, you save your time at scales. In fact, there's never a queue at the scales anymore.
There really isn't.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it's about.
I don't know, but anyway, it's bloody hoo-ha.
Well, whatever.
I loved every second of it, as you can imagine. But yeah, no gain any week.
That's
amazing.
Shocked to the core.
And I was wearing jeans.
Wow.
So I still got a pound in credit.
Joe, what's happened? How is it like? I mean, after 2 years, you finally found your mojo and your momentum.
It's crazy, isn't it? And I don't even know why, but if you stick to a plan, or even if you stick to a plan three quarters of the time, because there are some days I go a little bit over my sins, blame the cornetto, it's not my fault. I'm still losing. It's the greatest time of my life. This is my time to shine, guys.
The greatest time of your life. I mean,
this is my time.
Okay. Yes, this is your time to shine. Yes.
I didn't even have booze during the England match.
Whoa!
I didn't even have booze. My boyfriend, he was so nervous, he took to beer. He had bottles of beer, followed by paracetamol, because he immediately got a headache due to the stress of it all. And I didn't. I had a cup of tea and a glass of water.
Wow, well done you.
I'm so on it. I'm proper on it.
And you ate rice and a banana before
rice
weighing.
And a banana!
Oh my God.
And I still lost a pound. Rice, banana and jeans. And I still lost a pound. If I'm not slimmer than the fucking week this week.
Are you going to group or are you just making this up? Because I feel
very
like
dare
to
you.
Where it's too good to be true.
One of the things I love about this group, is there's barely anyone there. But she is a leader that doesn't... You know some leaders, if there's not many people there, they go, well, I've committed to 45 minutes of chat and that's what I'll give you. She doesn't.
Good.
She goes bang, bang, bang. Anyone need anything? See you later.
Love it.
And I very much endorse that.
Does anybody have Angie's contact number? Because I feel like we need to get in touch with her to see if Joe's actually going to
group. I don't want to dob Angie in, but she didn't go again last week. Well, she,
right.
Yeah, she was going out.
That's very suspicious then. Your only witness wasn't there.
Yeah, she wasn't there this week, Angie. Mm. But the leader did give a special mention to her because Angie, she said... that Angie had weighed in at home because she was and when I messaged Angie, there's no freaking mention of what she weighed at all. So I don't know what her story is if we're dobbing people in. Sorry to name and shame you, love, but there it is. It's been said out loud. Anyway, I'm on it. I am 2.5 pounds from my stone award.
That's amazing.
Oh, I can't believe it. Mm.
I'm just leaving a gap there for Paul to insert some applause and to some sort of crowd cheering. Now, can I do £2.5 this week? I'm out for a meal tonight.
That's all right, though, isn't it?
Dan, yeah, I've not looked at the menu yet. You know, they know, always
She's
look at the menu.
Already slipping, Victoria.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Oh, oh, if I keep off the Cornettos and Mint Magnums, I can do it. But I will have lost something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Even if I have to go in leggings.
Because you'll take your jeans off. Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Kayla's sent this one in. A bit of a different twist to Hero of the Week, but I'm still lying to hide the truth. I'm eating baby food snacks because I like them. Biscuits oh, wow. are 20 calories yeah. and rice cakes are 7 calories. Wow. They taste so good. I had a slight panic when the lady in the shop asked me how old my baby was. And my response was 37 months. I have no idea where that came from. And if 37-month-old babies eat baby snacks, but then I am 301 months old and enjoy every single bite.
Do you even say 37 months as a mum?
Some parents do because they're twats.
Yeah, but what
but
is that?
My two and a half year old.
24 months, isn't yeah, it? Like, yeah. So they're two.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, no, they're three.
Rookie
they're
error.
They're three, aren't they?
What, 12?
24.
Yeah. 36.
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years, 1 month.
You've got a toddler on your hands there, Ella. Baby food is disgusting. I'll just put that out there. The only thing that's decent about them is Farley's Rusks and the ones with the sugar in, because you get ones without if you're a good parent. If you're a bad parent like myself, eat the Farley's Rusks. They are delicious.
They're low sin as well, aren't they? There are either one or two sins.
Really?
Yeah, because we did it. We ate them on the radio show that we do. We ate Farley's Rusks once. I was bang into them. I've never had kids myself. I was like, oh my God, yeah, this could be the diet for me.
You can go one step further. You can eat just the powdered baby milk.
Nope.
Yeah, I do that. Nope. I've done that before.
Oh, never.
It's nice. The gold, the SMA gold is nice. I'll just put that out there. Just the powder in your mouth. Don't drink it. It's disgusting. If you just put the powder in your mouth, no idea how many calories.
Yeah, we can't.
No wonder I put so much
that.
Weight on after children. If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials, and every hero wins a piece of merchandise of their choosing from our Etsy store. Right, let's get our last update to the podcast, and it's from Victoria.
The past couple of days, as I'm sure you can imagine, have been a bit of a write-off. Self-care, and just did whatever I needed to do to just feel better, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. But I did step on the scales this morning, and it is no surprise that I have gained this week. Now, there is no shame in the gain, of course. And I have put a pound on, and that's absolutely fine, completely justified. I am not going to make any excuses at all. I am back into the other stone bracket though, which is quite annoying because I keep going up and down like a flipping yo-yo right now. But, you know, there are more important things to worry about, so it is what it is. I did have a Subway, which I enjoyed very much. I had lots of brownies, which I also enjoyed, ice cream. Went out for dinner, went to like the street food place in Derby, which was really nice as well. So lots of nice food has been consumed. And I am, as I have always mentioned, an emotional eater anyway, and I do find comfort in food. I haven't really got any other plans this weekend, so I should be able to have quite a good one. So I'm hopefully by next Saturday, there will be a few pounds less of me and I will be in that other stone bracket once again.
A pound is like when you've had a week off from dieting, when you've had other things to do and deal with. I think a pound yes. is fine when you've just eaten what you fancied.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because sometimes like you can step on the scales and you can really, really beat yourself up about it. But this time I genuinely stepped on it and I was like, nope, that's fine. Like, honestly, this week there's been bigger things going on and what I see on the scales just does not matter. So, you know, I've kind of dealt with that and I've moved on and I am having a good week so far. But guys, I do have some news for you.
Great, go on.
I am going back to group.
Hooray!
I have found a new leader.
Oh my God. Someone who'll actually find me someone who'll have you, which is exciting.
Yeah, I'm being ghosted by everybody else I know. It's like near work as well, so I can do it on a Friday morning before work.
Great.
And then that gives me then my entire weekend, and then hopefully I can put it back in the week, and it's just perfect.
It's so beautiful.
So, but slight, obviously, me, nothing ever goes straight forward, so I'm not going to this week.
Oh, what the hell?
And there is a valid reason. I am starting work earlier this week because I've got a colleague on holiday, so that is out of my control. But I have signed up for next Friday. But again, there is a slight problem with that. Because 2 days before, so next Wednesday, I'm doing bottomless brunch at Turtle Bay with the girls again. So I don't know how my first actual group weigh-in will go.
Well, it's your first weigh-in, so it doesn't matter.
No, do you know what, Victoria? What I think you should do is I think you should just relax until you can do it properly. Let your hair down, get it all out your system.
Yeah. That might be your attitude, Kate, funnily enough.
This is really great news. I have to say, I know that you've had a bit of a traumatic time and you've been to hospital and stuff, so you've been in emotional eating. If you don't mind me saying, what you said you did food wise sounds like a normal week for you.
I didn't say that it was all in one day.
Oh no. Okay, fair enough. Well then, well done on only a pound.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was it was fine. I haven't weighed myself because sometimes I can cheekily just like, you know, step on in the week, but I haven't actually done that this week. So whatever I weigh on Saturday, I don't know. I am away this weekend as well. obviously, God, here we go. But the important thing is, guys, I'm going back to group.
Yeah, really great news. Neither did we. This is really great news. This will be the first time in a very long time that we're all going to group.
Well, I had a bit of fear of missing out. Are talking about it, and I'm just like, I want to be a part of that. So I am.
Get those flip flops ready, darling. Order those ballet pumps.
Get the ballet pumps. Get the leggings. Oh, well done, darling. String best tops for £2 from Primark. Yep, that's what we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how it will be after, you know, the day of boozing, but you know, it's fun.
Well, good luck first weighing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's has come in from Lauren. She says, my nomination for least supportive diet partner is my job. I work at an all-inclusive luxury hotel lounge for 40 hours a week. The lounge offers 4 meal periods, breakfast, lunch, evening appetizers and dessert. For breakfast alone, there is a full hot buffet, pastries, bread puddings, cinnamon buns, yogurt parfait, bagels, muffins, the list goes on.
Oh, wow.
Lunch consists of sandwiches, dips, cheese and crackers.
Oh for my God.
Appetizers, we have spring rolls, samosas, gnocchi, bruschetta, mac and cheese, to name just a few. Finally, dessert is served and there's always 4 options to choose from. Last night, we had a cheesecake, profiterole, brownie and macaroons. The managers do not even discourage staff from eating the food. They encourage it to ensure we know what things taste like to better serve the guests and to cut back on our food wastage. The menu is also on a 7-day rotation, so every day of the week there's something new and exciting to try. What is a girl to do?
Eat it.
God, Lauren.
That just sounds incredible.
It sounds great.
I'm so hungry now. Like, my mouth is actually watering at the thought of all of that.
This is, you know, they say always eat something before you go shopping so you don't, you're not tempted. Always eat something before listening to this podcast.
Yeah, that is so true.
We should run a warning at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, we really should.
I do want to know where Lauren works.
Yes.
I do need to book a place.
I was going to ask if Lauren, the hotel, is on a Too Good To Go app. Because it sounds like
great idea.
We can pick some bargains up from, to be honest. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, Victoria, you'll be happy to know that we gave you...
Did I? Oh, I mean, thanks, guys.
I was livid. I was livid.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But Paul really forced it.
Yeah.
So you, Victoria, have got the honour of crowning me Slimmer of the Week this week, which is exciting. Make your choice now, Victoria. As you know, I went to group. I didn't use the excuse of an ill child.
Fuck off! Can I just say, this stomach bug that both Joe and I mysteriously caught on Friday at the same time, somebody else in this very studio right now had said same stomach bug 2 days
patient
before
zero.
And managed to come back to fucking work and infect 2 people. Then my children also as a result.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Paul?
Well, so long as I'm okay, I'm not really worried about you.
Did you lose weight, Paul, on yours?
Yeah.
Oh, how much did you lose?
I lost a couple
of pounds.
Fuck you.
Bastard. Absolute bastard.
What a twat.
Here we go. Well, okay. So, Joe, you have done really, really well, and I am genuinely shocked. I'm still not 100% convinced you are going, but that's fine. Katie, I know what it's like when you feel like shit and you're gutted that it hasn't benefited you in the weight loss.
No, it hasn't.
I feel really sorry for you on that occasion. So for that reason, you are slimmer off the week. You don't need it, Joe. You're doing fine without it.
Yeah, Joe, you don't need the crown.
I do have to say that at our actual group, nobody was crowned Slimmer of the Week last week. I don't know if she missed it. And so I wonder if I've got it there. So fuck all of you.
You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week.
We do.
Can I just say that it was me that made Jo make you Slimmer of the Week last week, Victoria, because she wasn't going to do it. She was going to give it me. And I said, you've got to give it to Victoria.
I did genuinely say that.
Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.